Good morning. It's 9:17 a.m. on Wednesday, October the 14th. It's kind of apocalyptic out here this morning. I assume it's the Cameron Peak fire, which is still burning, barely under control at all. And the plume has centered itself pretty much over Greeley. Like, I can't tell if there's some high thin clouds or if that's just smoke between me and the blue sky. The smoke is so thick. You could smell it. And there's ash fall. There's ash everywhere. I keep seeing flakes of ash falling down from the sky, like some sort of snow. I feel like I should have worn a mask out here this morning, because there's just so much shit in the air. Probably should have worn a mask this morning. Should have realized the light is everything is red, yellow. Light is very strange today. So yeah, look, hey, 3 days in a row. And then watch me jinx it and fail tomorrow, but whatever. It took me all day, most of the day yesterday, to get Finwheel Bay, mostly the cover, formatted correctly. The book itself didn't take very long. The cover was a challenge. I'm still not sure I've got it correct, but at least it looks better in the preview. So I started the process for, but I did get it submitted. We'll see. I'm waiting to hear from it back from Amazon. I may hear from Amazon today. They say 72 hours, but usually, particularly during the work week, it's usually less than that. It's usually 24 to 48. So we'll see how it works. And then today's task is Wizard's Butler, which should be a lot easier because I gave John the format for the book cover. I gave him the template that Amazon uses for a book of apparently that exact size. I must have given him a 350 or 360 page, because it just dropped right on. And so the rest is just importing and tagging, adding a page, the scene breaks, tagging the chapters, making a PDF, and then waiting for Amazon to get off the pot. So we'll see. Maybe I'll have an hour or so today to work on the draft, on the edits for Dark Knight Station. I think I mentioned yesterday, I saw the rough image of... She's going to put the three characters on the front. I'm not usually a big fan of putting characters on the front. But the mental model here, the metaphor for the cover is a Star Trek poster. Not a Star Trek, a Star Wars poster. And so we've got a background, and she's got some characters posed and lined up. Just get a piece of ash in my eye. I like the ideas she's given me, and I need to see how she's going to execute them. I didn't work on Dark Knight Station this morning, if I get a chance. Maybe do this afternoon if I get sucked in. It's a long book, 154,000 words, so probably 400 pages. Probably gonna be an expensive book. And paper, it'll be the same cost in ebook, of course, but paperback's probably gonna be a little spendy. I'm looking at all the little ash pieces falling down from the sky. The sidewalk is littered with them. It's not like it's covered, but all the little white and black flecks that don't belong on a gray sidewalk. I can't see the black on the tar, but there's a lot of extra white spots. It's pretty amazing. Oh yeah, okay, sun is getting up high enough now, I can see that there's actually some very high thin clouds up there. The sun is picking them up. Not very many, it's just a few. But given that it's like, what time is it, 9:30? 9:25. Given it's 9:25 in the morning and the sun is only barely getting up out of the futz enough to... out of the smuts, be able to pick out clouds above my head. That's a lot of smoke. So, yeah, hi. ADHD brain says, "What are you doing?" And the rest of me says, "Shut the fuck up. I'm doing what I need to do." My ankle's better. I don't know what it was. Something temporary, but... it cleared up overnight. I'm trying a new coffee this morning. It's a dark roast. Speaking of coffee, I started doing the math on coffee, on ratios. And I don't think I'm doing it right. I really don't think I'm doing it right. There's something wrong here. The ratio of coffee to water, or 1 to 17. Or 1 to 15 for a less robust brew. So 1 to 15, so 1500 milliliters of water would require 100 grams of coffee. Now 100 grams of coffee is a lot of coffee. 24 grams to the ounce. So it's like a quarter of a pound of coffee for 60 ounces of, or 1,500 grams of water. And I measured my coffee pot. So I know when it says 12 cups, it's 12 5-ounce cups. Because it's only 60. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. It's 60 ounces of water. So less than a quart. Less than a half a gallon. Cup is 8. So 60 ounces of water. On a 1 to 15 ratio is a hell of a lot of coffee. 100 grams times 16 would be 1600 grams. So it's 'That much coffee won't fit in my brew basket. Which makes me think, I'm doing something wrong. I cut it in half, I'm measuring out 50 grams of beans. And then the new coffee grinder that I got is wonderful, except that it doesn't have a timer on it. It doesn't have a grind this much setting on it. It just has an on and off switch, which is okay, I suppose. So I've taken to weighing the beans, and I'm doing 50 grams. 50 grams of beans for 60 ounces of water. Is about 1,700 grams. So it's about 1 to 34. If I'm doing the math right, which is not guaranteed. Good morning. I've got a dark roast this morning that is not Starbucks. It's pretty tasty. I can see why people like a dark roast. Classic compressor. Guys blowing up sprinkler system here. You can see why people might like a dark roast. It is quite flavorful. It doesn't have the burnt aftertaste that most Starbucks coffee has. It's Peet's, P-E-E-T-S. Pretty sure it's a national brand. And it's not bad. It's got a lot of flavor. It doesn't have as much caffeine, because caffeine gets burned off in the roasting process. That's what makes it a dark roast. And 50 grams to 60 ounces. Measuring the beans gives a remarkably stable pot of coffee. I really like it. And now I got something I want to ask for Christmas, which is a digital scale. I have one that's an analog scale. It's got a spring in it. But a digital scale with numbers that read out would be nice. Because I don't know if I've got 50 or 45 or 55. And the width of the needle is the distance. Fills the distance between 20 gram increments. Definitely not dispensary grade. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up back here?
I'm not getting near that group. With the smoke as thick as it is, I can't fault it for coughing, but so I finished Conviction, the Glenn Stewart's book. I really like it. Glenn suggested Chris Fox. I've looked at Chris Fox. Back in the day, I used to read Chris Nuttall a lot, but it's like, I got kind of tired of Nuttall. Nothing wrong with his books, Chris Fox is also the guy who's kind of like the mastermind behind the current right-to-market movement, which is not the same one for years. There's been this idea of chasing a genre, chasing a niche. It's like, and they called it right-to-market. So if something is hot, you get in and you write in that genre, even if you don't read it, even if you don't particularly like it. But because it's a hot genre, you throw your book in there. Which is kind of, in TradPub days, was particularly stupid. Because by the time your book comes out the other end of that process, assuming that it ever does, that niche, that wave will have crested and gone by. So it's kind of a mug's game. It's kind of like, why? Chris Fox came with a new definition of right to market, which is go through and figure out what the niche requires, what the genre needs, what are the tropes, what are the buttons that you need to push in order to have that story fall into that niche. And God bless him, because there's so many people who are doing that. It leaves so many stories free for me. So much space within any genre you care to name. It's like Wizard's Butler. Wizard's Butler got hammered. Well, no. Wizard's Butler got a lot of really nice reviews. But the bad reviews are all on the same path, and that's that, well, the main character doesn't do any magic. That's the point. Durr, start there. And so their argument is that it wasn't fantasy, it wasn't urban fantasy, it wasn't even paranormal. So what is it? Okay, if it's none of those, what is it? It's a contemporary fantasy? All right, I can live with that. I don't care. But to argue that the main character doesn't do the thing ignores the fact that the main character doing the thing was never part of the trope to begin with. It was only some character had to do it. That sort of reader-imposed idea that the story has to be about the magic user. No. No. The story doesn't have to be about the captain either. I get hoofs, and I got I saw a review that somebody's complaining about science fiction. Wasn't science fiction. Shaman's Tales. Cape Grace wasn't. Finwell Bay wasn't science fiction. Yeah, because it could have been in any set in any Newfoundland fishing village. Yeah, pretty much, true. As long as you have all of the spacefaring and the market and all of the digital activity that happens. Yeah, good. Doesn't mean it's not science fiction. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.